At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
China's crude oil production drops significantly in 2023. We will bring you the latest from the Public Interest and Accountability Committee, PIAC. And more oil marketing firms signal further hikes in fuel prices, linking it to the rising cost of business operations and a depreciating cedi. Also, tanker drivers lay down tools over conditions of service. Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. I am Emma Davis. Let's settle for the details. Crude oil production from Ghana's oil fields reduced significantly in the year 2023, according to reports from the Public Interest and Accountability Committee, PIAC. In all, about 48 million barrels of total production was realized in 2023, with Jubilee producing the highest, followed by TEN, then Sankofa and Dunyame. The country also received about $9.85 billion from the total petroleum receipts from all the fields. The report also indicates that over 608 million barrels of oil has been produced since the country began commercial production. Chairperson of PIAC, Professor Elizabeth Adeifio Shandoff, has been given details of the report.
Crude oil production started in 2010, reaching a peak of over 71 million barrels in 2019 and has consistently declined since then to 48 million barrels in 2023. The cumulative production at the end of December 2023 is 608 million barrels. Ghana received an amount of $1.06 billion as petroleum revenue from upstream petroleum activity. The major revenue streams are from CAPI.
Chairperson of PIAC, Professor Elizabeth Adeifio Shandoff. More oil marketing firms have revealed they will be compelled to increase fuel prices again in coming weeks if cedi's situation does not improve. This is despite the fact that crude oil, one of the major determinants, has been fairly stable over the past weeks. There is more in this report.
Fuel prices from May 15 to May 31, 2024 should have gone down marginally based on developments on the world market. However, due to the recent pressure on the Ghana cedi, some of the oil marketing companies are rather increasing their prices at the pumps. Gold took the lead last Friday. However, most of the oil marketing firms that had previously not reviewed their prices started doing so from today. More of these firms say the uncertainty around the Ghana cedi has been a major factor. Now, this is despite the fact that over the past four working days, the rate of depreciation of the Ghana cedi has slowed significantly compared to some 2 weeks ago. Therefore, some have raised concerns about the argument being put forward by the oil marketing companies about the justification for this increase in the coming weeks. These firms are expected to review their prices on June 1, 2024. If the current situation does not improve, then obviously prices will go up again. The oil firms are also not happy about the rising cost of doing business and reduced margin.
Away from the energy sector, senior finance lecturer at the University of Cape Coast, Sairam Kawo, is urging government to take the bold step and solve challenges facing the exchange rate at the ports for the next 6 months as a measure of addressing the depreciation. His advice is coming at a time the city is struggling. Mr. Kawo has been speaking to Joy Business.
Government needs to also look at the rates at which we charge on duties. That means that if we continue to price our duties in dollar and ask the importer to pay in cedis, it's also affecting what we are doing. Government needs to look at a situation where they have to fix a rate at the port for at least 6 months. So importers, consumers, and those who demand the products can plan for that particular period. I think it's also much a high time we go in for a similar situation in the UK, where they issued the British Consul, where the citizens in that particular country pay in terms of borrow to the government in terms of bond, and that is a perpetual bond that they have. If we can go for that particular one, that will also shore up our currency.
You heard senior finance lecturer at the University of Cape Coast, Sairam Kawo. The Ghana National Petroleum Tanker Drivers Union, effective today, have laid down their tools to push government to implement a framework that seeks to improve on their conditions of service. The drivers are demanding payments of the drivers and mates margin allocated to transporters within the Unified Petroleum Price Fund. At a media briefing in Tama, chairman of the Ghana National Petroleum Tanker Drivers Union, George Nyanu, says their push is close to 7 years to yet bear fruits.
We would like to take this opportunity to emphasize that this action of our drivers is driving our desire to protect Ghana investment and jobs. And it's our wish there will be an amicable resolution as urge our concerns. Therefore, the 2 weeks ultimatum given has elapsed as we speak now. We are in third week. Ladies and gentlemen, tanker drivers cannot wait any further. Therefore,
chairman of the Ghana National Petroleum Tanker Drivers Union, George Nyanu there. Moving on, Deputy Minister of Transport, Hassan Tampuli, is calling on stakeholders in the aviation industry to make more investment into the air safety infrastructure of the country. According to him, government's efforts need to be supported to improve safety in the sector to enhance economic growth. He was speaking at the Africa Safety and Operations Workshop.
Government prioritizes the safety of our airspace and has made significant investment in infrastructure, technology, and regulatory reforms over the years to improve the safety and efficiency of air travel. Our goal is to ensure that every flight, every passenger, every crew member returns home safely.
You heard Deputy Minister of Transport, Hassan Tampuli. The Ashanti Regional Minister, Simon Osei-Mensah, has visited the Buankra Integrated Logistics Terminal to inspect the progress of the ongoing construction. This project, owned by the Ghana Shippers Authority, with support of the Ghana Port and Harbors Authority and the Ministry of Transport, is currently funded by the Government of Ghana. They expressed satisfaction with the progress and the quality of work executed so far. He emphasized that, despite the financial challenges the country faces, the government is committed to allocating the necessary funds to accelerate the progress of the project and meet all demands.
From the briefing, you know, they've done a lot in the area of the water, the container area, where we are going to have the main terminals. Yes. They've done a lot. Now they are on the road development. So when we went around, we all witnessed the internal road development. And it's not just a simple road construction, because there are different aggregates that must be used at different points. You realize that where we have the articulated tracks or the trackers, they are using 060, which the aggregates are a bit bigger. So that it can withstand the heavy weight of the trucks.
Now for your pension tip on Money Lab, we will tell you why it is necessary to consolidate your pension funds.
Hi there. Thank you for joining us on today's edition of Money Lab. My name is Nana Santia Mwakon, Head of Consumer Experience at Enterprise Trustees. In our last episode, we discussed the Tier 2 pension scheme. Today, we will discuss the importance of consolidating your pension fund account, that is the mandatory Tier 2 and or the voluntary Tier 3 Provident Fund, from your previous corporate trustee to your current corporate trustee of your new employer. Consolidating your pension fund means that you transfer your account from your corporate trustee of the previous employer to the current corporate trustee. This will ensure that you have one, easy access to your benefits at retirement. Two, you will enjoy one-stop processing of payment of your Tier 2 and Tier 3 pension benefits. Three, convenience, as easy tracking of all pension contributions will be on one portal during your working years. To port your funds to your current corporate trustee, kindly visit their website or send an email, and your current corporate trustee will facilitate the transfer on your behalf.
Nana Santia Mwako is the Head of Consumer Experience at Enterprise Trustees Limited. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, Solid Protection. This is the year to stop singing and talking about chopping and enjoying life and just do it. Ecobank has over 1 million CDs worth of cash and prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God, winners will be rewarded bi-weekly and you can be one of them winning up to 10,000 CDs. There will also be 3 monthly draws and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 Ghana CDs into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Ecobank Express Point or via Ecobank Mobile to stand a chance of winning. Other prizes include fuel vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime, and many more. Promo runs from May to July 31st, 2024. It's your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 CDs deposit earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life. A better way, a better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. I am Emma Davis. Ignition is next.
If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.